Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes with Inside Carolina with you. And Greg, tonight, North Carolina faces Pittsburgh in Heinz Field. And it's a game Carolina could win. It's tough to say for a team that's 1-8. But your thoughts on the Heels and Panthers?
Yeah, and it's funny to say that North Carolina actually has some good news, because after not having 22 players due to injury against Miami, they're only going to be without 20 players tonight. So I guess that's an improvement. Donnie Miles has been officially added to that out for the year list. There was some hope that maybe he can make it back before the regular season finale against State, but that's not going to happen. So North Carolina has what it has in terms of players. And this is a game that they can win. And this is, Pitt is favored by 9.5 points, which translates to about a 75% chance of winning. But the Panthers have really struggled on both sides of the ball. And while North Carolina is at the bottom of the ACC standings in terms of both total offense and total defense, Pitt is right there with them. And so it's really going to be a matchup of which team can execute on offense, which team can move the chains, and then which team's defense can actually stand up, bow its neck a little bit, and get some stops. And so it's one of those games where, as Pat Narduzzi said earlier this week, whichever team has players that makes plays and executes is going to win this game. And so North Carolina, more than anything, has to take care of the ball, one of the worst teams in the ACC in turnover margin. But if they can do that and they can play with the spirit that we saw against Miami last weekend, this is a North Carolina team that can get its first Power 5 win in 11 tries against the Panthers tonight.
Carolina and Pittsburgh, 7:30 on ESPN. Carolina, 4-game winning streak over the Panthers. They'll look to extend that tonight.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.